Here we are, folks. We're back again for our last show for Men's Day this year. And, you know, like we say every year, we always save the best for last. And we have with us this afternoon Bill Siefkin, and Bill is a mortgage advisor with Pearl. And Pearl is located in the kind of the Plaza building or next to the bowling alley.
Correct.
And whose office was it? It was a lawyer that had been there for quite a while.
Yeah, Jim Pillars.
Okay, yeah, yep, yep. So, folks, that's where you'll find Bill and Dan Lind. Dan's been in here several times when you were with Mel Foster, and now you're out on your own. And,
yes, sir.
Why don't we start with you and find out a little bit of background, just a little bio and how things have developed, and now you're running your own shop.
Right? Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So I was with Mel Foster since March of 2015, and everything was going good. It was always my hopes and dreams to build my own place and mm-hmm. go off on my own at some point in time. And back in July of 2017, I had already secured a location, tore down the building, and started building it up.
Really?
And we finished the building in November, and we opened in November of 2017. Hmm. And it's Remax Elite CC and Command right on Washington Boulevard. Hmm. And I have a couple other agents with me, an office manager that was a full-time realtor for 18 years, and we're hitting the ground running, so we're really excited.
Well, good. Yeah, I found the building a couple weeks ago, and yeah, nice little shop, nice yeah, little
thank
building
you.
For you. And what's Remax Elite? What's the Elite part
so
of that?
So we named it Remax Elite, and the full name is actually Remax Elite CC because okay. there was another Elite name in the region. So we wanted to make it known that we are elite agents. We give you the best communication, the best service that we can possibly provide when you list or sell or buy with us. So we're really excited because we only want to accept the most elite agents as well.
Well, good. And you said you've got a nice couple of nice agents working with you already, huh?
Yeah, Joy Jensen, she's a newer agent. She worked for Rule and Rule previously, and I believe she's going on her first year here coming up. Just as of today, she actually passed her Illinois state exam, so she's licensed in both Iowa and Illinois.
And that's important around here.
That's huge, especially yeah. when Fulton and Morrison and Albany, they're just mm-hmm. right across the river. Lindsay Moorhart, she was also with Rule and Rule, and she's licensed in both Iowa and Illinois, and she's working on getting her manager's license for being a managing broker for me, so we're excited to have her. And then Shelly Lieb, she was Shelly Edfers with Rule and Rule as well, and she was 18 years there, and I told her she's coming with me. She was too precious not to grab and go with, so she's going to be my full-time office manager.
Okay, great. Now, you're from the town originally, Comanche?
Yes, yeah. Yep. Born and raised in Comanche. I'm 26 years old, so I know whole bunch of people are related to a whole bunch of people in Comanche.
And that helps when you're a realtor, doesn't it?
It does. The more you know.
That's right. And Bill, I've known Bill's family for quite a while. I don't know what your dad was in one of my sister's classes way back when.
Yeah.
So we've kind of known who each other is. When I had the DJ biz, did a lot of parties for your group too.
Yeah,
always a lot of fun.
Yeah, known you for a long time.
yeah. So, Bill Siefkin, tell us a little bit about Pearl Mortgage.
Sure. So, my background, grew up in Fulton, worked for banks in some capacity for about 15 years after graduating from Northern Illinois. Worked for a big box bank right out of college. Was a manager for about 5 years, and then went on to work for a community bank for the last eight. So when I was approached about Pearl Mortgage, it kind of caught me off guard. Like I said, I was involved in mortgage lending in the community bank realm. And what really excited me was a couple of things. One, you know, really running my own office, you know, excited me. But the second part was, you know, at the community bank level, we're, you know, staffing-wise, technology-wise, we're really limited to the programs that we had to offer our clients. For example, you know, FHA financing, VA financing, you know, community bank has to have those underwriters on staff or have access to an underwriter that's specifically designated and trained to underwrite FHA and VA loans. So if we ran across those clients, we really didn't have a good outlet for them. So what, again, really excited me about Pearl was having the full spectrum of loan options available to my clients. You know, we have access to 33 different investors within conventional FHA, VA, USDA. We've got some, you know, really niche investors for, again, I could run through all the scenarios we come up against, but I'd be here for 3 hours, so I won't do
we
that.
We only got about 20 minutes.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, like I said, just having, you know, the access to the programs. Clinton's really never had a true mortgage lender in the community, as far as I know, at least not in a long time. So just to bring that full spectrum of programs to our area, like I said, it really got started better than I could have imagined. I said, I've worked with, you know, helped 100 clients last year.
Wow.
Either purchase or refinance a home, which again was above my expectations, and like I said, looking to have a fantastic 2018 as well.
Oh, so, hope you do.
Thanks.
Now, I know we're talking earlier before, you guys kind of want to bounce things off each other. I know you kind of wanted to see how, or wanted our listeners to hear how a mortgage lender and a realtor work together to get your customers the best deal they can.
Sure. I'll kind of start. So there's the way Dan and I think things should be done, and then there's real life. So so you know what the way we think you know people should approach the process of buying a home, you know, first step is in our line of work is always a pre-approval, because what you don't want to do is go out into the market and either not know that you qualify for a home or are looking at houses that aren't you know, a price range that you can afford, or maybe you can afford more than you think and, you know, just haven't met with that person to really pin down what purchase price is going to equate to what monthly payment for you. So, you know, what Dan and I do well together is, you know, when a client leaves my office, it's very simple. I want them to know, one, that they're pre-approved and for what program. Number two, what monthly payment correlates into what purchase price. And then number three, you know, how do we need to structure the contract to really pin down how much you're going to bring to closing? I mean, those are the three key things that I focus on with my clients. And then from there, you know, Dan's, you know, or, you know, really any realtor you work with, you know, they'll have the price range that you should be in, how the contract needs to be structured. Then it's just basically going out, finding the home that's going to work best for you. So Dan, I'll kind of let you, you know,
yeah,
kind of go into that and what you look at.
No, and the other thing to talk about too is with that pre-approval letter that you submit when I send a client to you, is it's good to always have one first, because if you are going to be an FHA client or a VA client, there's going to be some different stipulations and a different appraisal kind of ordered for that house, because they do have different restrictions on, you know, chipping, peeling paint, cracks in the sidewalks, GFCI outlets.
Right.
So that's always something that buyers, especially first-time home buyers, should go and talk to you about, because you can lay down kind of the idea of what happens and how it happens. And then once we start looking at homes, I can let them know that this house would be something that can pass those types of loan programs.
Sure.
But that's just something that I thought should be brought up, because most people don't understand the difference between FHA and conventional, or VA and FHA. So it's a lot of intricacies happening, but the nice thing is you do have both Bill and I here to help you out through that process.
Right. So yeah, just kind of a two-step process. Like I said, having your ducks in a row is never a bad thing. You know, especially when you're serious about looking, you know, even if, you know, I think what we're kind of touching on is maybe a first time home buyer scenario. If you own your existing home and you know, are thinking about talking to Dan to put it on the market, again, it's very important to get your numbers figured out, you know, before you list your home and accept that offer. You know, what are you looking at as far as, you know, your net proceeds when you do sell it? How do those net proceeds translate into what kind of down payment you want to make on the next home, and where's your payment gonna be? So, yeah, I mean, bouncing information between your lender and your realtor, getting a good team, you know, I think is very important.
Okay. Hey, before we take a break of the weather, we've been getting everybody's Super Bowl picks today. So we need to see who you think will be.
I'm gonna go with the Bears. The Bears are in it,
yeah,
right?
They're gonna lose though.
Oh yeah. Well, they're not gonna lose because they're not in it. So that's a good thing too. I'm gonna go with the underdog. I'm gonna go with the Eagles. I think they're gonna pull one out.
Dan?
You know, I was listening to the radio station earlier, and I think you had brought something up that everyone kind of rings true. Is my heart's with the underdog, but my head's with maybe the Patriots, so I'm going to have to say the Patriots.
Yeah, you know, the Patriots, they could get blown out, you know, as well as another come-from-behind victory. So that's why I think, you know, people in their heart want the underdog, and people, if they use their brain, they're going to go with the Eagles. Or no, the Patriots, I mean. So, sure. Yeah. So what do we got now, Paul? What do we got here for our... One Philadelphia, or did you both guys say no?
I went Philadelphia.
I said Patriots.
So one each. So we're 11 for Philadelphia and 13 for New England, as far as the way we stand today. So got Paul back in here. He's going to run the control board. Want one of you guys, you want to read the first part there?
Sure, it's... Time now for the StormTrack 8 weather forecast, brought to you by Clinton National Bank.
I'm StormTrack 8 meteorologist Taylor Grimm here with your accurate forecast. Could be seeing a few spotty showers tonight, but it won't be getting too terribly cold. We'll be dropping down into the mid-30s. Still going to feel a little bit more like spring tomorrow. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 40s. By Sunday, the chill is back in the air. We'll only see highs in the mid-30s under a partly cloudy sky. For the latest weather information, download our StormTrack 8 mobile app or log on to WQAD.com.
Currently, we have partly cloudy skies and a temperature of 51 degrees. Winds are out of the south at 18 miles per hour. This weather report on KRS has been brought to you by Clinton National Bank.
Did you know that the equity in your home is like money in the bank? Whether you're wanting to add an extra room, build a deck, or maybe remodel your kitchen, you can make it happen with a home equity loan from Clinton National Bank. Call or stop in soon and talk with one of our helpful lenders. They'll give you all the details about Clinton National Bank's great home equity loans. Clinton National Bank, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Right now, get two medium, two-topping Pizza Hut pizzas for just $5.99 each. It's the deal you want on the pizza you crave, because no one out pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese, select crust types, and additional toppings. Product availability, prices, participation, delivery areas and charges, and minimum purchase required for delivery may vary. Delivery charge is not a driver tip.
Take advantage of this great offer from any of the three Clinton Pizza Huts, 1616 North 2nd Street, 106 6th Avenue North, or their location at 2712 South 25th Street on the west side. Two medium, two-topping pizzas, just $5.99 each at Pizza Hut.
Well, hey, I was going to have one of these guys start off, but we're back here with Men's Day. This is our last show, our last half hour of the day, and I am with Bill Siefkin. Bill is with Pearl Mortgage Advisor. He's an advisor there, and Dan Lind is with REMAX Elite CC, right?
Okay. Yes,
sir. And Dan's office is down in Comanche. So, where do you want us to lead from here, huh?
Yeah, the one thing we talked about out in the lobby was kind of the current market in Clinton, and I think it's good to note. You know, a lot of people think that the market slows down in the winter, and we were having a conversation about the last couple of years how it's just been gangbusters for us. So Dan, you want to talk about the local housing market, kind of how that's been going?
Yeah, so I specialize mostly in Clinton and Comanche area, but I feel like this winter I've specialized anywhere from Bettendorf, Davenport, all the way up to Maquoketa, which is fantastic because that means homes are selling, people are out looking at these properties, and we've had a really cold winter. So usually when it gets cold out there, everybody just kind of wraps themselves up indoors. But the nice thing is things are selling like crazy. I think this January I've had a couple of closings I already have lined up for February, March, and a couple into April. People are still listing their homes. The best part about listing your home now is you're going to beat that spring rush in March, April, and May, and you're going to be the first listings that are seen because people are filling out their taxes right now. They're waiting for their tax returns to come in, so that's going to be used for that down payment or closing costs or inspections. So, I mean, right now the current market's really good. It's really stable.
And now Dan Dolan comes in here every week, and he's always said that once the Super Bowl is over, sky's the limit. People seem to have some of their Christmas bills paid off, and maybe yep. their refund has come in, so things will kind of open up even better for you, as we hope.
Exactly. You see, I'm sure Bill sees this a lot too, since we do a lot of business together anyway, but in March, usually I'll have anywhere from 8 to 10, 12 buyers at a time, and listings currently, I think I have 24 listings, and I'm expecting to be around that 30 mark, if not all of them have sold by then, but that'll be really exciting.
Okay. Right. Yeah, and I've got a lot of clients that, you know, we talked about tax return time coming in. You know, people wait and receive their tax return, and then they have that, you know, money sitting in the bank. They're like, oh, maybe I should look into buying a house. So for me, you know, tax return time, you know, I'm getting a lot more phone calls, which is really a great time. I mean, you know, what clients can do with tax return money, obviously, you know, put it down as a down payment on a house. But even, you know, those clients that have had some credit challenges in the past, you know, I can do a lot of good advice for them, you know, as far as, you know, if there's some debts that haven't been, you know, paid on or need paid off, you know, what amount of money, you know, using those funds, and you know, what gives us our best bang for our buck to get the credit score increased. So tax return time can open up a lot of, you know, a lot of conversations. But really, like I said before, having your ducks in a row, you know, contact your lender well ahead of time. You know, even just, like I said, if you're starting to think about buying a house, contact a lender. You know, have that conversation of, you know, where do you want to be monthly payment wise? You know, how does that translate into how much you're going to put down? You know, we've got access to some first-time homebuyer grants. For example, the Iowa Finance Authority has a $2,500 grant to first-time and non-first-time homebuyers. It's an excellent program. I do a ton of them. You know, so really, like I said, everybody's different. Every program, there isn't one program that fits all people. So again, just, you know, talk to your lender, have an open, honest conversation about what you're looking to do, and like I said, make them work for you.
Yeah, many options for folks.
Sure.
So yeah, it is important. I know we've had realtors that have had shows in here through the years, and that's what they always say. The first thing to do is make sure you got the money, and then you know what price range you can look in, what you can maybe afford, and go from there.
Right.
Yeah. Now, do you have any open houses this weekend? I wanted to make sure if you had some, we'll let folks know about that.
I have a newer price reduced house in Comanche at 601 4th Street, and that's going to be open tomorrow morning on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. It's all recently been redone. You can go online at danlindhomes.com and check it out, but it's open concept, new flooring, granite countertops, vaulted ceilings, finished basement, egress window for another bedroom, and that one's priced at $185,900 currently.
Okay, very good. Now, you know, I'm thinking while you're talking, you come into town and open up a mortgage lender business. How did that come about? And I know you kind of told us a little bit you know, where you'd been before, but it's kind of a gulp. Hope it goes well. Yeah,
it was a risk. I mean, my wife was my, I mean, I've been in sales for 15 years. She was my hardest sell, you know, to do this, you know, going from, you know, a salary job to a non-salary job. You know, she's like, okay, you make this work. And, you know, the biggest thing that, the biggest confidence that, that I had was, you know, being from this area, working in this area, you know, especially at the community bank. I came from First Trust in Albany. And,
oh, yeah, that's right.
And I had done, you know, real estate lending for the past 8 years and, you know, had gotten very good at it. So, like I said, not really relying on, you know, that group of clients to follow me. Well, number one, in the mortgage business, you just don't have people picking up and moving their mortgage over to you. Mm-hmm. It's got to make sense. But, you know, I knew that I knew enough people in this area growing up in Fulton. I live in Comanche. You know, I work in Clinton. Have family all over the place. Yeah, I mean, it was a leap of faith. But, you know, I'm a numbers guy, and I really drilled down on, you know, how much business, you know, do I need to do to make it. And like I said, just work my tail off and do the best I can for my clients. And that's what I tell them when they come in. I'm not a bank. I don't have 100 clients walking through, you know, cashing paychecks every day. So my core business is based off of referrals from happy clients. And that's what I tell them. So I'm going to do my best job for you so that hopefully you go out and tell, you know, 5 of your friends and family that, hey, Bill at Pro Mortgage did an excellent job. Why don't you go talk to him? And that's pretty much what I'm seeing.
Yeah, so, you know, like you mentioned, other banks. There's a lot of competition out there for, you know, for businesses
there is,
like
and,
you.
Yeah, and they've been great too. Got a lot of good relationships. Number one, you know, just from working in the area. But like I said, there have been deals that I haven't been able to get done that I've referred on to them, and vice versa.
Well,
so
good.
You know. Knowing pretty much every lender from, you know, Savannah to Davenport, you know, I know kind of what everybody's niche is. And, you know, just, you know, this is going to be I'm going to be in town for a long time. And like I said, having those contacts to reach out to as well has been great.
Okay. So. And, you know, I think that's something that people might really like to know is that you don't have a big client list. You can concentrate more on the few that you do have, or the few that you're working on at that time.
Sure.
So it makes a big difference when you can concentrate just on
and that's
those,
you know,
clients.
The bank I came from before, you know, I dabbled in you know, personal loans and auto loans and, you know, commercial and ag and, you know, a little bit of everything, where, you know, probably the biggest breath of fresh air is just focusing on getting people into homes, refinancing people's homes. So, you know, I can definitely be an expert in one field.
Still a lot of refinancing going on?
Yeah, I mean, rates historically, you know, are still low. And is that people refinance for whatever reason, you know, to pay off bills, to, you know, put an addition on the home, to do a home improvement,
lower
to pay for college.
Maybe.
Lower your payments, lower your interests. Yeah, I mean, those are the obvious ones. But one thing I wanted to touch on, and I was going to talk about this last, is my key thing in the community is trying to figure out a way that I can get information to people as quickly and efficiently as possible. So one thing I just wanted to touch on, I have a Facebook page. If you just Facebook search Bill Siefkin Pro Mortgage, there's a direct message link, and you'll see a video out there that I'm creating over the weekend. But basically what you can do, and it doesn't matter if you're buying a house in 2 months or 2 years from now, or just want to prepare yourself, you can send a message to me via Facebook, guaranteed to respond within 24 hours. But it can be anywhere from, you know, hey Bill, my credit score is low. What do I need to do to get it back where it needs to be? Or hey, my you know, my parents are looking to, you know, are older in age, they're looking to possibly buy a condo. You know, what options do they have? Like I said, no obligation. No need to fill out an application. Just basically, I want a resource people can go to without having to set an appointment between 9 and 5. You know, if they're sitting on their